We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's do this!
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Plenty of basketball talk to come. We'll talk to Ben Wergo, BadgerInsiders.com, 7:35, as they get set for the Big Ten Tournament. Their game tomorrow, Marquette in action tonight. We'll talk Matt Velasquez, 8 o'clock, about the Milwaukee Bucks, who, unless they really bungle something up, should have the inside track at that one seed. That'll be at 8 o'clock tonight. This is a question that we like to ask from time to time. It's right up there with our favorites. Who is the Mount Rushmore of fill in the blank, and which team will win a championship first? This one is, who's your favorite team between the Bucks, the Brewers, and the Packers? And I think right now is an interesting time to ask it because the Packers have been down for a couple of years, but this week I think it's kind of re-energized the fan base a little bit, and I'm just using myself as an example. My favorite team is whoever's got the most of my attention. Like right now, my favorite team is the Bucks, and it'll be the Brewers soon, and it'll be the Packers soon. I always, whatever team I'm invested in, or really what happens is when I walk into their stadium, like I can say the Bucks are my favorite team, but the moment I step into Lambeau, I think, oh man, I mean, it's clear the Packers are my favorite team.
Well, I think it's the season. It's the season. And I think the Bucks have stolen most of the headlines of this winter. I mean, let's face it. On our show, I think we've talked a lot of Bucks, okay? And rightfully so. They got the best record in the NBA. But this past week, I think the Packers kind of stole the headlines, you know, with this free agent move, a few of these free agent moves. And the Bucks have kind of gone on the back burner a little bit. But see, my two favorite teams will always be our two teams here in the city, the Brewers and Bucks. I've grown up going to all the games, going to games as kids, the Bucks games, the Brewers games, all my life, living here, going to these two games, two teams games. So the Bucks and Brewers will always be number one and number two. The Packers are three because, you know, again, I grew up at a time in the Packers in the 70s and 80s when the Packers were terrible. Okay. Yeah. And I didn't go to a Packer game until I was like 16, 17 years old. So, and the Brewers and the Bucks right in our backyard here, they were always my favorite teams. And they still are. They still are. Not that I dislike the Packers. I love the Packers. But still, the Brewers and the Bucks will always hold the edge for me.
Now, my formative years would have been, what are your formative years? Like 6 to 15?
Yeah, something
really
like that, I guess.
Kind of finding out who you are as a person.
Yeah.
So that time frame would be as born in 84. So give me 1990 to 1999.
Oh, those are some bad years for our teams here in the city.
But then who was good?
The Packers, yeah.
The Packers. And yeah. Packers were a family thing. Packers were a way of life. Brewers I would catch once a week on maybe Channel 18. And the Bucks I would catch maybe on Channel 24 a couple nights a week, a couple nights a month. But the Packers was go to church, run to Cops, get some donuts, not Cops the ice cream store, I'm talking Cops foods, and then get to your house by 12:05, and I'd be pissed because I missed the kickoff, and there's no DVR back then. But the Packers it was a way of life. So I would tend to default, and with my name being Bart, my parents, I've convinced my parents to convince me that I was named after Bart Starr, when really the backstory on that, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think for some reason they just like the name, which is very odd.
But to me, it's always been the Packers. But with the Brewers and then the Bucks, now it kind of juggles in the air. So here's what I did yesterday. I put up a poll on Twitter, 3,000 votes. 3,000 votes. I said, what team is your favorite between the Brewers, Packers, and Bucks? And I made it very clear. Favorite as in, if all teams were falling off a cliff, who would you save? So not just your favorite right now, but this is your favorite team that you would watch the other two teams die to protect the other one. I know that's a little morbid, but I'm just that I'm trying to get like your definitive answer, because if the two other teams cease to exist, which team would you protect over the other two? Because I think a lot of us right now are thinking, well, the Bucks are good and I'm into the Bucks, the Bucks. But if it's really your favorite team, who would it be? Here's how the results went as far. In third place, the Milwaukee Bucks at 23% in the third place on this poll. Are you surprised that the Bucks are last?
No, not at all. No. I mean, that percentage would be even lower 2 years ago or even last year. 23% would be even lower. No, I'm not surprised.
In second place, for your favorite team, 3,000 votes, the Green Bay Packers come in at 37%, which means the Milwaukee Brewers at 40%.
Interesting.
Are your favorite team?
I still thought the Packers would win that poll.
I did too.
But the Brewers, I mean, they edge about. Wow. Okay. I'm not surprised that the Bucks were three, but I thought the Packers would be number one in that area. Man, I would say for me right now, Bart, I'd say the Brewers. I'd say the Brewers. I mean, I'm talking about the whole experience, going to games, being at games. You know, you're not paying an arm and a leg to get into Miller Park. Got the season tickets. I think the whole idea of baseball, winning baseball, like we saw this past year, I mean, I'm enjoying the Bucs season, don't get me wrong. But that Brewers season was special, man. Was something special. Now, let this Bucs playoff run that they're about to embark on, I mean, I'm going to be really into it, obviously. Because I can't wait. It's going to bring me back to the way things used to be when the Bucs had their deep playoff runs. So, and we haven't seen a deep playoff run here since 2001. But when the Bucks are good, I think that is, that's great for the city.
You guys can chime in 414-799-1250. Mike's in Franklin. Mike, who's your favorite team?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. It's got to be the Packers. Sole reason being that I moved here from overseas in 98, and we were just coming off a Super Bowl win. And so there was really nothing else to watch on local TV. So, obviously, the previous 20 years, the Packers were pretty crappy. So it was nice to come in during a time where, you know, Favre was in his heyday and then, you know, lead that into the Rodgers era. So I've witnessed nothing but 20-plus years of, you know, excellent play. Now, that doesn't mean I don't love the Brewers. It doesn't mean I don't love the Bucks. But I'm a Packer guy through and through. So, you know, some people, the Packers to them are like a second marriage, basically. And I think I've kind of fed off of that and definitely love the Packers number one.
Yeah, I still think if you had two parking lots and you had Aaron Rodgers in one parking lot and you had Christian Yelich in the other, Rodgers is way going to outdraw Yelich at this point. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind on that. In the city, too. Even though the Packers are two in that, I still think you take the stars of both teams, more people would gravitate to Rodgers than they do with Christian Yelich.
What about Rodgers or Giannis?
I still think Rodgers.
I don't know.
I still think Rodgers, but that's an interesting poll too.
You can take a picture with one guy.
If you could, yeah. Maybe we should save that one for another day. save that if the Bucks drop out early. I still think Rodgers. I mean, we're talking here statewide without question, Rodgers, and I think you're in the city too. If you could take a picture with one guy, although Giannis is hot right now, I mean, there's no doubt. But I still think Rodgers would have that edge. I mean, look at the Packers in that poll; they're second, and the Bucks are still a distant third in favoritism in this town.
Yeah,
I think if there was one guy, okay, Rodgers or Giannis, what guy would you want to hang out with? It would probably be Giannis.
Oh yeah,
I mean, that would be the guy.
But how much of that is because we've known Rodgers for longer?
No, I think because we see Giannis in these commercials and all that, and his personality. And I think with Rodgers, people, there's a little bit of, I think, disconnect between fans and Rodgers, even though I think he's the most popular athlete in the state. I think people kind of look at, there's a little distance between us and Rodgers.
Let me tell you how I feel about this. Put up a poll last night. What team is your favorite? And we're talking like all three teams are falling off a cliff. We're talking morbid stuff here to really get you to make your Sophie's choice. You've got to save one team and let the other two perish between the Brewers, Bucks, and the Packers. I think mine is the Packers, but I don't want it to be.
Well, I think if you did this in 2013, the Packers easily would have won this poll. The fact that the Brewers won the poll, that just shows you how far they've come.
I think it is the Packers. I mean, my name is Bart. I got married at Lambeau Field. I'm a Packers owner.
This guy has a piece of the frozen tundra in his freezer.
I mean, that's true. I have that as well.
You grew up closer to Green Bay.
I was right in the middle.
Yeah, but doesn't Fond du Lac have more of a Fox Valley Packer feel? I just feel like up there in Fond du Lac, it's got more of a Packer feel than it does a Brewer feel.
I would
feel.
Say Green Bay felt closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just I feel it just got a better, it's more Packer country than it is Brewer country.
Yeah, because, you know, all those cities are like 80,000 yeah. people, where Milwaukee's a big city down there in Milwaukee where you got tall buildings and it's 600,000 people in the city. That's how I talked when I was a kid. 799-1250, Corey's in Burlington. Corey.
Hi, Corey.
Who's your favorite team?
That was hilarious, Bart. I got to save the Packers because they saved my childhood. I'm kind of like you, Bart. I don't know how old you are exactly, but I'm 33. So
yeah, it's at 34.
For me growing up, the Bucks and the Brewers never did anything for me. And I'm a huge basketball fan, love playing basketball. I mean, I remember going to my, you know, eighth grade basketball practices and just not wanting to go because I just wanted to watch the Milwaukee Bucks, and then I'd get home and they'd be down by 20 or 30 points. And we never really did anything. So I got to save the Packers, but I wanted to also just add on to that what Chuck was saying about the parking lots. I honestly feel like if you put Rodgers in one parking lot, Giannis in another, Yelich in another, and Favre in another, I still think Favre draws the biggest crowd here in Wisconsin.
You know, you're probably right in that.
Wow.
Yeah, because, you know, the nostalgic, I think, guys my age, you know, when we were in our 20s, we grew up with Favre, watching him on TV and going to games and all that. You're probably right. I would say, yeah, probably Favre, Rodgers, then Giannis, then Yelich.
Yeah, Yelich has just not been around long enough.
Yeah.
Here in Wisconsin anyway.
Yeah,
but he's awesome, and we love him.
Yeah, how about this?
Is there a different brewer we could put in there?
Well, I mean, you could say, I mean, if you're going to put Favre, would you put Robin Yount in there?
Would you put Council in there?
No, Council's not going to draw.
Would Council outdraw Yelich?
No. No, Yelich, no. I don't think so. Who's going to get the... When they do the lineup line on opening day at
Should
Miller
we mention
Park,
Ryan Braun?
Well, when they do the... I think when they do the lineup line, the guy who will get the biggest cheer when they introduce all the players on opening day will be Christian Yelich. Yeah, I think Christian Yelich would draw. He'd be the best... He's the best draw on that team.
All right, we're going to put up a poll here and see where the votes start to trickle in about Favre, Yelich, Rodgers, and Giannis. And then I want to take a different look at this question because we're talking a lot about how we grew up, but what about the kids that are growing up now? How might they look at it?
You mean like the college kids?
Like kids.
Like high school, grade school?
Kids, yeah, whatever you want to say, yeah. Kids. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, I'll tell you, the Q Club of Wisconsin is going to have all the basketball that's coming up here in the next couple of weeks. All the tournament action this coming month, man, it's going to be fantastic, and the Q Club is going to have all that for you. In addition to their huge entertainment room of the pool tables, the tornado foosball, the shuffleboard, electronic darts, ping pong, all that in that huge entertainment room. And they got the bocce ball courts going on, and those have been very, very popular. But you can watch your favorite teams on the TVs there. They're going to have the volume of the games on. That's always important when you go to a sports bar. Hey, good place to sit. TV there, volume on. Q Club of Wisconsin at Waukesha's got that for sure. And, of course, you better have some good food. Hey, the Q Club's just not going to throw a pizza in the oven for you, one of those pizza makers, man. They're going to have the awesome burgers, the sandwiches, the wings, the appetizers, and, of course, the award-winning fish fries, both on Wednesday and Friday nights with your choice of four different styles piled high with all the extras. Say good hello to my friend Mike. He's always there at the Q Club, man. He's got that place running like a machine, man, and he's got it all going on there with the entertainment room, with the great food and the sports. He'll make it good for you. The sports on all the TVs at the Q Club of Wisconsin on Waukesha's Great North Side. Got a company party. The Q Club is your choice for that. They got their live entertainment on weekends as well. Go to the Facebook page. It'll tell you all the acts that are coming there on weekends. But get there here in the next couple of weeks for all the terrific basketball and the good food. It's the Q Club of Wisconsin, a terrific sports bar on Waukesha's Great North Side, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard. That's Highway T. You take 94 either westbound or eastbound. Get off on 94 on Highway T. It turns into Grandview, half mile south end. You'll see the sign, Q Club of Wisconsin. Get in there, enjoy all the games and the good food, and you might see Freems there from time to time. Anyway, here in the next couple of months, online at QClubOWI.com or on Facebook. That's the Q Club of Wisconsin.
I got a cobra snake for a necktie. A brand new house out on the roadside, and it's a letter to rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new gin, I'm on a bit on top, and it's a bat out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with my child. Tell me who do you love? Yeah, who do you love?
Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. Who do you love? Who's your favorite team? Bucks, Brewers, Packers falling off a cliff. You can only save one. The other two die right in front of your face. Like they fall to the ground and they go splat, and then some of the residue gets on you. I'm trying to be as morbid as possible to make you make a choice.
Yeah, I feel like you're sad when all three seasons end in the playoffs. Like they're all in the postseason. Yeah, but I feel like I'm just... When the Brewers like got beat in Game 7 by the Dodgers last year, it was just like, man, that one, it's a tough one to swallow. The Packers, sure, I'm disappointed when they get beat in the postseason, but man, and maybe because that was my first taste of the Brewers being that far in the postseason, well, since 2011, but you know, they haven't been to the championship round many times, one other time in my life. But, man, I think still the Brewers. I grew up in Milwaukee, grew up with all these Brewer teams. I think the Brewers, to me, will always be one. And the Bucks are 1B.
Wow.
Yeah.
Put up a poll last night, 3,000 votes. 40% of you guys said Brewers in the lead. Packers in second, 37%, and then the Bucks at 23%. And what I'm saying earlier is that I want it to be the Brewers. I want it to be the Bucks, but I think that I can't run from the fact that to me, the way I grew up and how the Bucks and Brewers are teams I love, but the Packers are like, it's just more of a way of life, I think. And I look back at, okay, how am I going to decide this? Not just the fact that, you know, I'm an owner and all that stuff, not what made me the happiest. What made me the saddest? Well, that's how I find it. Not where do I find the most joy. In which of these teams do I find the most pain? And the fact that right now, today, I feel more pain over the 2014 NFC Championship game than I do over Game 7 of last year's NLCS leads me to think that I can run from it and I can avoid it and I can wish it to be the other two. But to me, if I had to save one, I would save the stupid Packers, and that's where I would fall.
Oh, see, when we went to 163 in Chicago,
I hate that about myself.
When we went to 163 in Chicago, you and I, the Brewers and Cubs, went down to recovery.
Yeah, maybe one of the best days of my life.
There you go. Me too. And you know, when the Brewers started that rally in the eighth inning, and it looked and they took the lead, man, I felt a sports emotion in me that I had not felt in a long time, probably since the Packers winning the Super Bowl in 96.
Sure.
man, the fact that they were down there in Chicago and it was like, they're going to win this division. I mean, it brought a tear to my eye. It did. It's just like, wow. And the other day, I was just watching the final out when Rizzo flew out the right field. Okay, I got I got some home video of it. Yeah,
oh, nice.
I was right next to the dugout.
Yeah, nice.
I was right next because we were about ready to go on the field and do some video. And I watched it, and just watching that final out and the out falling into the glove of Santana for the third out at Wrigley, and see the Brewers players come out of dugout and the guys coming from the bullpen. Man, that was an emotional moment. I'll never forget that, man. That was, I haven't felt that way about one of our sports teams in a long time, probably again since the 96 Super Bowl.
So I'm coming from a place of where I grew up. It was the Packers. And you're coming from a place where growing up in the city, you're going to go Brewers, Bucks, 1A, 1B, and
yeah,
probably the Brewers. What about kids that are growing up now? What about kids that are growing up today? 10-year-old kids, 13-year-old kids that are growing up when the Packers are kind of in this little lull here. I mean, they've still seen some success. They've seen a couple NFC championship games. The Brewers got one game away from the World Series, and you've got maybe one of the most marketable guys in the world right now in terms of sports, in terms of anything, right in your backyard in Giannis. I would almost think that you ask this question in 20 years, you'll get the Barts and Chuck of the world saying, well, when I grew up, Giannis was great, and I just fell in love with the Bucks, and they built that new arena, and I would think that the Bucks are only going to increase their sort of showing and standing in this poll.
I think if you ask kids under age 18 or maybe 22 and under, the same question I was asking you about Aaron Rodgers and Giannis, I think Giannis would win that poll. He'd win the younger vote. I think more younger fans are attracted to Giannis and, you know, would want to be Giannis than Aaron Rodgers at this point.
Well, here's the poll we put up also on our fan Twitter account at 105.7 FM The Fan. All four of these guys are at an autograph signing.
Mm-hmm.
You can only meet one of them. Which line do you choose? Favre, Giannis, Yelich, and Rodgers. 9% say Christian Yelich. 23% say Aaron Rodgers. 33% say Brett Favre, which means Giannis leads this poll at 35%.
Which is odd because the Brewers win the overall poll for the most popular team, yet their star player, Yelich, who won an MVP, is last.
Now, I wonder if we split the Packer vote, but right now Giannis does lead even over Favre, and Favre leads over Rodgers. Let's go to KJ in West Dallas, 799-1250. Aloha, friend.
Aloha, my brothers.
Hey there, man.
Hey, what's up going on? What's up, Chuck?
What did you say?
Man, it's going to go down demographical lines for me. In West Dallas, I would have to say, not for me, but in West Dallas, I would say it's still the Packers, even though the Brewers are still in the backyard. What's surprising to me, which is interesting also, is that Ryan Braun's not getting very much love. I mean, it seems like it's the flavor of the month with Christian Yelich since he won the MVP. But the overall consensus, you would think, would be Ryan Braun being in that, in this poll. But obviously not. I would have to say for me, it's the Bucks, just because I love basketball. And not Caucasian, and I think that has a lot to do with it as well. And I don't live around Green Bay. I'm not a longtime Packer fan. I've just started introducing myself in the last 6 or 7 years to the Packer way. And, the Packers are definitely the strongest sports team and probably will still prevail as being the strongest sports team. I don't know, individually, Aaron Rodgers is probably going to be the guy that overall, if it came down to it between Giannis and him and that, it would be Aaron Rodgers still.
Yeah.
Especially for the younger generation as well, because they're pretty much is going to take the anything that their parents, if their parents are Aaron Rodgers people and folks, the kids are probably going to be just like you, Chuck. You don't want your kids wearing Bears stuff, right? Even though you said that your son sometimes comes home in bear stuff and you immediately have him dispose of all that clothing. It goes back to Packers stuff, right?
Yeah, but he won't put on the Packers stuff.
Why not?
He just won't. He doesn't want to put it on.
So is she from, is your ex-wife from Chicago?
No, it's, I don't know.
So she made him a Bears fan just to spite
no,
you?
No, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what happens in her house. I honestly don't know what happens in her house. But, you know, it's just odd that her dad's a passionate sports fan and he comes over to my house when I have him, the few times I do have him, unfortunately. He is anti our sports teams here in the city and like the Packers, the Brewers, the Bucks.
Do you think she does that to hurt you?
Oh, I don't know. Who knows? I mean, I don't know.
What are the odds that there's a dartboard in her house with your face on it?
Oh God. Probably in our toilet seat too. Yeah, without a doubt. Oh God, yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, how soon we forget? Huh? No. But my kid, yeah, it's amazing because my kid does not like our sport. What kid do you know who's under the age of 18 or even he's 7 years old doesn't like the sports teams in his own city? Roots against them. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
I know a 34-year-old guy who loves Golden State.
That's different. I don't have any problem if you like. We'll see where you are with Golden State in a couple of years. And once they,
leaves. Yeah, I'll be done.
Just like people are with Cleveland now. I mean, you don't see many Cleveland jerseys around.
When my brother leaves, not only will I say I don't like Golden State, I'll say I never did Golden State.
Yeah,
I'll try to rewrite history.
Like the Miami Heat too. I mean, you used to see all these Miami Heat fans. Where are they now that Wade and Wade's still there? But I mean, the big three with Bosh and LeBron when they were the best in the NBA, people loved them. All right, and you go to the Bucks games and you hear all these Miami Heat fans. Laker fans will always be around, but Golden State fans, let's check back in 5 years and see where those guys are.
I get asked this a lot because if you guys are just new to the show, I have a brother who works for the Golden State Warriors.
And my kid's a Curry guy, too.
Well, you got to be. Yeah. Kids love Curry. Yeah. I get asked, if the Bucks and Warriors play in the finals, who am I going to root for? I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
That's a question?
Well, I mean, I don't know. If your brother works for the...
He's got three rings.
Yeah.
You don't need a fourth.
Yeah.
Now, my answer is the Bucks, but I'm thinking if they do meet, since everyone's going to blast me anyway, should I just heal it up? Should I just heal it up in the summertime?
You are what you are, man.
Should I just root for Golden State? Just to perception's reality. Everyone thinks I'm going to root for Golden State anyway. Might as well.
Yeah. If you want, that's fine.
I might as well do it.
That's fine. I just hope the Bucks get that far. I just want to be in a position where they are. In the NBA Finals.
I just hope we can talk to a Bucks player on our show before that point.
Well, that remains to be seen.
Yeah, that'd be good if the Bucks...
I'm going to put a request in for somebody very soon here.
Yeah, why don't you try to get DiVincenzo? He's back and playing well.
Yeah, I thought him or Gasol.
Gasol's good.
Gasol's a good talker.
Why don't you get Middleton?
Midzy?
Yeah, and then we can take calls. We'll have Middleton on and we can take calls about people that don't think he deserves money.
Yeah, probably not the route we'd want to go.
Yeah, let's just get her something then.
Yeah, we'll figure someone out here. I want to put a request in. We haven't had a Bucks player or a coach on for a while, but
yeah, curious.
We'll get it done.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. We'll get to Ben Wargle in a minute. Let's check in with Jack real quick in West Dallas. What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jack.
Hey, it's funny we're talking about, this ranking because my wife and I have just been talking about this recently, and my son is 8.5 years old. He literally was born a month and a half before the 2010-2011 Super Bowl that we won. So we have pictures of that Super Bowl day with my baby son wearing an Aaron Rodgers jersey, my wife wearing one, and myself wearing one. I am a big Packer fan. I'm a shareholder just like you.
Yeah.
And, I've been watching him since 92. And a little before that, but really hardcore since 92. And I would agree with the whole Favre over Rodgers thing. But what I find interesting is, excuse me, I really try to spend time with my son watching all of our sport teams. Because we're lucky, that we have basically one of every the big three that, you know, my kid can cheer for. We're not just, you know, in South Dakota or something.
Mm-hmm.
And my son loves Giannis. That's all I hear about. He can even say Antetokounmpo correctly. And he has multiple T-shirts. He's got a picture of Giannis, you know, in his bedroom, and I wanted to hang it up, but he wanted to put it next to his alarm clock so he can look at it right away in the morning when he wakes up.
Does he look at it and call it Dad? Sounds like he's really in love with this guy.
Uncle Giannis.
Yeah, Uncle Giannis. Right.
But it's just, I think that youth, you know, and I also think that part of the reason, no matter how much I showed him, you know, Packers and Brewers, they're more slow-paced. There's a lot of breaks.
Yeah.
And for his attention span, it seems like basketball draws him in because it's, you know, back and forth.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see because baseball, when you're watching a baseball game on TV, even if it's for us adults, man, it's tough to just sit there and watch every pitch of every game in July. It is. I mean, you got to be doing other things once in a while. You may look at your phone, but basketball, I mean, especially in the second half, I mean, when you really get locked in, you're watching every possession.
Jack, thanks for the call, and I'm glad we heard that anecdote because I do think it will tilt that way, at least for kids that are growing up here because they have, I mean, we are lucky. We got tons of good athletes around here, but I think Giannis is the one that is going to resonate the most.
Sure. Now, Giannis is very likable, and I think people love him, and, you know, he's doing all these commercials and all that. We're seeing his personality. We'll see where he is in 2 years, how much we like him if he decides to stay or not.
Hey.
He could be a freak on the court and on the shits.
We'll find out.
No, we're not talking that into existence.
No. Well, right now, though, he's king.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. Going to talk some college hoops as the Badgers play tomorrow afternoon. You've got Marquette tonight in the conference tournaments, which are meaningless. Are they? Ben Wergel next. Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Big night tonight, Freems. Marquette in action. 7 o'clock?
Is it
6 o'clock our time or 7?
Six or 7.
6 o'clock.
I just can't get real excited about either one of these conference tournaments. I don't.
You've come over to my side.
Well, I know. I've said that the whole time. The Big East and the Big Ten, I told you this last week, I said the Big East, Big Ten tournament, unless you're trying to play your way into the tournament, what's there to get excited about? I mean, Marquette needs a win in the worst way. They need a win in the right. Lenardi's got them right now as a 5 seed. In the out east, they would be a 5 seed and Wisconsin a 4 seed.
Oh, so after all this time, we thought Marquette could be a 3 and the Badgers like a 5.
Yeah.
And the Badgers are going to be ahead of Marquette.
Yeah, the Marquette has slipped to a 5, and Lenardi's damn good at doing this. Marquette's a 5 and falling quickly.
Let's see where Jerry Palm's at. CBS Sports, yeah, Wisconsin at a 4. Still against Vermont. Remember I told you I'm taking Vermont in that game.
The syrup makers.
And then Marquette and Murray State.
Yeah.
He's got Marquette as a 5 right now.
He's got Lenardi has got Marquette a 5 going either against the play-in game of Ohio State and Texas. Marquette could beat either one of those teams. He's got Wisconsin against Liberty, who won their conference tournament. I believe they were the regular season champs, too. A 13 seed, but you know that's a game Wisconsin could lose. I'll tell you, this tournament that's coming out in the next couple of, you know, this weekend, we'll see. I mean, like, Gonzaga. Gonzaga got beat by St. Mary's, so automatically that conference, the WCC, will get 2 bids. That means some other at-large got screwed. Because Gonzaga, that's normally a 1-bid conference, but Gonzaga's already in as a 1 seed anyway, whether they won or lost that game the other day.
I was watching some of Clemson NC State yesterday. I had money on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched a college basketball game. But both of those teams are like bubble teams, and they both look terrible.
Yeah. Not very good.
No. So Marquette's in action tonight, 6 o'clock. They've got St. John's. And again, you think they need a win, but I still don't know how much they need a win.
Well, they're going to continue to slip if they don't. I mean, if they lose again. I mean, they got beat by St. John's twice this year. They've been beaten here and there, so it'd be nice to get a win. Of course, they're playing in St. John's back door right there, right at Madison Square Garden.
Badgers will take on tomorrow at 2 o'clock the winner of Nebraska-Maryland.
Yeah, and Nebraska beat Rutgers last night.
And I mean, can the Badgers play their way up to a 3?
I don't know. We could ask Ben about that.
Can they go down to a 5?
I think they're going to be pretty good at 4 because they finished up strong. What, in the last few games there? And it's turning out the loss against Indiana wasn't such a bad loss after all. Indiana might be playing the best basketball in the Big Ten right now. I mean, they kickstarted it by beating Wisconsin. But they've been on a nice run. They beat Michigan State. They're on a good run here. And so that might be – that loss at Indiana may not be the worst thing in the world to hurt their seeding.
Well, let's talk to Ben Wergel. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Benny, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Ben.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Ben, can they improve their seeding at all in the Big Ten tournament, Wisconsin?
They probably would have to win Friday and Saturday to have a chance at it. I pretty much think that they're locked into that four line, maybe the 5, depending on what happens around the country. But I don't see a lot of movement up for Wisconsin or a lot of movement down. Just kind of looking at the matrices and the net rankings and the S-curves and all the other stuff that kind of goes into predicting the bracketology field. Wisconsin has done enough with the amount of quadrant one wins. They're up there among the best in the country in that department, being really good teams here on the road, neutral sites, or at home. To kind of lock themselves into a pretty high seed. Where they're going to go, who they're going to face, that will kind of be interesting. I've seen them being shipped kind of west to San Jose, California to start, and then potentially being in the Midwest regional, which will be Kansas City, or the South regional will be Louisville, which wouldn't be too bad for Wisconsin fans. And then, kind of playing a Vermont, a New Mexico State, an Old Dominion, a Hofstra, somewhere in there. So, I mean, they've done enough where they'll earn themselves a good seed and have a chance to make the second week of the tournament.
Now, if I'm a coach, if I'm Greg Gard, let's say, under no situation ever would I tell my guys, hey, don't try too hard. We don't need to expend ourselves in this tournament. I wouldn't say those words. But in the back of my head, I might think, well, what's the best situation for my team? Is it winning this tournament and having momentum and having that achievement? Is it going to the championship, losing a close game, but learning more about ourselves and what we need to do in the tournament? Is it bowing out right away so that we avoid two more games of fatigue and wear and tear and possible injuries? What, I mean, is winning the conference championship the ideal scenario for the Badgers? And am I stupid for even thinking that it's not?
Yes. You always try to win the damn tournament, Bart.
I mean, but that's two more games of fatigue. This tournament doesn't matter. The NCAA tournament matters.
No, don't,
this tournament's
don't
a waste of time.
These players are ticked off that they let a good opportunity at a Big Ten regular season championship slip away. I mean, think about the number of games that Wisconsin had in Big Ten play this year that they were unable to finish. The home loss to Minnesota where they scored 14 points in the first half. The game at Maryland where they were down 21, mostly by their own accord. The home games to Purdue and the home game to Michigan State. I mean, they're the double overtime loss at Indiana where they missed a boatload of free throws and had opportunities to win. There was a number of opportunities this year for Wisconsin to finish winnable games. And that's the reason why they're the number 4 seed and they're not the number 1 seed. This team feels it is good enough to win a Big Ten tournament championship. And you look at kind of the stretch they'll have to navigate. They'll find out later today if they're going to face Maryland or Nebraska. They've beaten both those teams this year. They win that, they'll probably face Michigan State, a team they've struggled with. You need to be able to prove to yourself that you can beat top-end teams away from the comforts at home. And to go on a run here in Chicago would help this team confidence-wise. I mean, this team is already very confident that they can win basketball games. But to then win 3 games in 3 days and probably get you'll get a break, obviously, of at least 3 days. You would hope 4, that they wouldn't play until Friday. But it remains to be seen. It's always the age-old question of in these tournaments, what is better for teams? You can spin it any way. I mean, sometimes the team that goes to the Big Ten championship game gets upset in the first round, or sometimes that team ends up going on a big run in the NCAA tournament. Sometimes the team that loses their first game is able to rest their legs for a week and get refocused. So you always can make an argument no matter when a team loses, and I'm sure there's plenty of data to back up what is better and what's not better, or it's just completely random, because the NCAA tournament's all about matchups. You have to have the right matchup in your bracket to make a big run. And I think for Wisconsin, they have a lot of good pieces, but they have a lot of pieces that aren't playing particularly well right now. Dimitri Trice is not playing particularly well right now. He's not shooting the ball well. Brad Davis has been inconsistent. The bench play for Wisconsin has been up and down, but it's been better as of late. The best two players for Wisconsin over the course of the last several weeks have been Ethan Happ and Khalil Iverson. Your seniors are playing their best basketball right now. Now you just need some other pieces around them to kind of fill in the cracks and the gaps and to really make this team look more formidable come next week when the big tournament starts.
You know, I'm in the minority, as we talked to Ben Wergel here, BadgerInsiders.com, about a lot of the things I think, but I'm surprised at the way I feel here. I was saying that the Badgers against Ohio State, when they lose, or if they would have lost that game on Sunday, none of this matters. I think that all that matters is the NCAA tournament, because that's the ultimate goal, the ultimate championship. But more people do care about the regular season title than I do. More people do care about the conference championship. And I know, would you tell the players, yeah, they're the ones playing, they want to win, you want to win every time you play. But I think that the only thing that does matter is the NCAA tournament. And I'm finding, talking to you guys, talking to Chuck, talking to Twitter, that I'm like the only one that thinks that. And I don't understand why.
Well, I mean, you break it down. I mean, you look at how many teams there are in Division I, 300-some. That how many conferences are there? There's a lot of conferences. And there's a lot of chances for regular season championships. There's a lot of chances for tournament championships. There's only one national champion crowned each year. And Wisconsin was almost that team not too long ago. If Wisconsin hadn't won anything up to that point, you'd say that season was a disappointment. That, oh, they didn't win anything. You know, they lost the big game. But that team was special because they swept the regular season titles. They had that incredible comeback in the Big Ten championship game. The game where Josh Gosar dives over press row to save a basketball, even though he was technically out of bounds. They force overtime, and then they go on a 12-0 run in overtime. Those are memorable moments. These conference championship games produce memorable moments. You know, Rob Wilson's 33-point game against Indiana, when his career high was like 13 up until that point. I can't remember what it was, but watching that game live was incredible. I mean, these games, they produce such impressive moments. And you remember the impressive moments of Wisconsin winning the regular season championship when they crushed Penn State at home and the fans rushed the court and they hoisted all the seniors up on the shoulders. Guys like Tanner Bronson was hoisted up on the shoulders of the full center crowd. These are things that players remember, and it's special for them because not everyone gets to experience winning a national championship. Very few teams get to a chance to experience that. But for all these other conferences, I mean, look at the WCC championship game in Vegas, you know, with St. Mary's upsetting Gonzaga. Don't say it doesn't matter, because those players celebrated like they had won a national championship. That was,
but that got them into the tournament. That's different with those smaller conferences.
Yeah, I think smaller conference is a little different.
I'm talking Badgers. I'm talking Big Ten Marquette.
Because, I mean, don't say Wisconsin didn't celebrate when they knocked off Michigan State a couple years ago, coming back from whatever it was down in the second half.
They won in overtime, too.
Yeah, like a 12-0 run, like I said. I mean, it means something to these players to win a championship, because so many kids come into school and they leave without winning or without tasting that kind of success.
Mm-hmm. It's like Northern Kentucky. They clinched the Horizon League title up in Green Bay, and it was a big deal for them. They clinched the regular season. But when they won the Horizon League tournament this week to get the automatic bid, which, again, I don't like the idea that you got to play a three-day tournament to get the automatic bid when you played the whole season, and that means you're just basically playing for seeding. So I think those smaller conference tournaments, I mean, those are fun. Those mid-major ones, yeah, I mean, because there's something on the line, unfortunately. But like this one, like Like last year, Wisconsin, if they did not win the Big Ten tournament, which they didn't do, they were not going to the big dance. They had their backs were against the wall. I don't know what they got to prove in this year's tournament this year.
Well, they need to prove that they can win a championship, that they can put together consistent basketball. And they've started to do that here a little bit as of late, but certainly then you look at, you know, the final seven-ish minutes of the game on Sunday against Ohio State, and then you kind of scratch your head and go, well, what happened here? And I'll write about that later, about, you know, why Wisconsin kind of let their guard down. They started making bad decisions, and it cost them an extra 5 minutes. And you know, they eventually won the game, which was critical for them, because had they lost that game, they'd be playing today against Nebraska instead of waiting for the winner of Maryland and Nebraska tomorrow. Wisconsin has shown moments of brilliance this year, and they've looked like a really, really solid team. They've also shown moments where they're very, very frustrating to watch. Offensively, this team has been very inconsistent. Defensively, this is kind of what this team has been able to kind of retain water this year, is that they've been really solid in that department. Defensively, they just get it. It's good team defense, and that was evident by when the all-conference defensive team came out. Wisconsin is the number two defense in the Big Ten, the number four defensive efficiency team in the country, They didn't have one player selected to the Big Ten all-defensive team. They're really, really solid from 1 to 10 in their rotation with their team defense. They need to get their offense going. If they can just kind of spark plug their offense with Demetric Trice starting to find his shot again, with Brad Davidson putting up some consistent numbers, with Happ and Iverson continuing to at the level of play they're playing at, and Nate Reavers kind of elevate his level of play a little bit, that would be big for them in this month of March. And it's a good place to start going against tough competition this week in a tough environment. It's very hard to win a tournament having to play 3 games in 3 days. So I think if Wisconsin can do that and prove it to themselves, that just gives them that much more confidence going into the month of March and the NCAA tournament.
Ben Wergel, you can find him BadgersInsider.com on Twitter at the Badger Nation. Ben, we appreciate it. We will talk next week.
Thanks, Benny.
Thanks, guys.
Ben Wergel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. Since I am a Badger fan, I'm going to root for them to lose so that they're rested up for the tournament.
Although in 2015, I think the same argument was made. You know, the Badgers, should they just lose? Because they got the number one seed, you would guess, locked up in 2015. They won 3 games, and as we mentioned, they beat Michigan State in that overtime game on a Sunday. But when the Big Ten tournament championship game is played on a Sunday, they play at about 2 o'clock.
Right.
And then it's like an hour later after the game, you forget about it because you're already moving on to the NCAA tournament.
Well,
and you just played 3 games.
I don't remember the year or the situation. Maybe it was against Ohio State. But the Badgers, we thought if they won the Big Ten tournament, they'd get a number one seed. And so we wanted them to get a number one seed. And they won it, and then they still got like a 2 or something. Yeah. So in essence, what they just played for didn't matter in terms of seeding. And I thought, well, what was the point of this? Outside of, you know, stuffing Jim Delaney's pockets, I didn't really know the point of that. So I do remember that as well. I will be rooting for the Badgers to win in the tournament. I don't think they will, but once we get there, I will be.
Well, here's the deal. I'm just not as passionate about it if they lose. I mean, if Wisconsin gets beat by Maryland tomorrow, it won't be like, oh, God. You know, I won't be breaking things because there's going to got a new day coming up on Sunday with the tournament seeding. And I think they're going to get a decent seed. You know, I mean, I don't think winning the Big Ten conference tournament, because I mean, if I told you right now, how many times did the Badgers win the conference tournament? I had to look it up 3 times.
Now, I was going to guess 3.
Okay. I had to look it up.
Oh, damn.
But I had to look it up. I mean, you don't need 2 years ago.
I would have guessed.
Would you? Okay.
Darn it.
When's the last time they were in the championship game?
2016.
2017, I want to say.
Oh,
I think they played Michigan. Okay. I think 2017, they played Michigan.
Darn.
I remember Michigan was, they had a bad season, and they had to win the conference tournament to get a bid, and they did. And they made a deep run, too.
Quiz me again.
Who won when was the first ever Big Ten tournament game?
2005.
No, 2005? 1998.
I was going to say that.
Okay. Who was the MVP of that first game? Michigan won it.
Joe Kravenhoft.
No, Michigan won it.
Oh,
who played in 1998 Michigan? He's dead now.
Oh.
1998 Michigan.
Chris Webber.
Chris Webber's still alive.
Not the way he was calling the Bucks game last week.
Robert Tractor Trailer.
Oh, man. Yeah,
dead.
That's sad.
Yeah, he's on ice. So, yeah, Wisconsin's won it three times. They won it in 2004, 2015, and 2008.
We're going to talk Bucks with Matt Velasquez next. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.